Texas ICE facility placed under quarantine after measles cases confirmed among illegal alien detainees. By Randy Clark on February 2, 2026. San Antonio, Texas. Two illegal aliens detained at the South Texas Family Residential Center in Dilley, Texas, tested positive for measles. The contractor-run ICE facility, designed to hold more than 2,000 family unit detainees, is on quarantine as the outbreak is addressed. The Texas Department of State Health Services confirmed the active cases on Saturday, according to DHS. DHS released a statement on infections and the ongoing efforts to contain the spread from the facility. The statement reads, on January 31, 2026, the Texas Department of State Health Services confirmed active measles infections of two detainees at the Dilley Immigration Processing Center in Texas. ICE Health Services Corps immediately took steps to quarantine and control further spread and infection, ceasing all movement within the facility and quarantining all individuals suspected of making contact with the infected. Medical staff is continuing to monitor the detainees' conditions and will take appropriate and active steps to prevent further infection. All detainees are being provided with proper medical care. It is a long-standing practice to provide comprehensive medical care from the moment an alien enters ICE custody. This includes medical, dental, and mental health services as available, and access to medical appointments and 24-hour emergency care. This is the best health care that many aliens have received in their entire lives. The facility has been the subject of increased attention due to recent protests in Dilley over the detainment of Liam Conejo Ramos and his father at the facility by ICE after their arrest on January 20. Both were ordered released by U.S. District Judge Fred Beery, appointed by President Bill Clinton, in a court order dated February 31, 2026, a date that does not exist. The father and son were released from the facility on Sunday and traveled back to Minnesota where they await removal proceedings. Measles infection can be severe, resulting in pneumonia and other rare complications, and can be fatal in one child out of every 1,000, according to the National Institutes of Health, NIH. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, measles was declared eliminated in the United States in 2000. This declaration was issued after the continuous spread of the disease had not occurred for more than 12 months. The agency attributed the decline to the United States vaccination program and increased efforts to control the disease in the Americas region. The reemergence of cases threatens that declaration in the United States and Canada, according to a recent Scientific American report. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X @RandyClark.